This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired participated in a one-day seminar on the military history of the Northeastern region at the Department of History, Rajiv Gandhi University, today. In his address, the governor emphasized the significance of the seminar in understanding the evolution of the Northeast region, particularly in the post-independence era. He highlighted how the approach of the British and the armed forces towards this region differed from their strategies in the rest of the country. He stressed the need for a multifaceted approach to addressing security challenges, including winning the hearts and minds of the people, avoiding collateral damage to civilians, and ensuring strict adherence to human rights. The governor, who is the chief rector of RGU, commended the vice-chancellor and his team for organizing this important seminar. A total of 13 research papers were presented during the seminar. Chairman of the State Environment Impact Assessment Authority of Arunachal Pradesh, Dr. U. Prakashan, IFS retired, and Chairman of the State Expert Appraisal Committee, Dr. Prakash N. Thirumali, called on Chief Secretary Manish Gupta at Itanagar today. Later in the day, the Chief Secretary, in a social media post, said that as the state strives for a balanced and sustainable approach to development, their expertise and leadership are highly anticipated to strengthen our environmental assessments, assuring that development aligns with ecological preservation and long-term environmental sustainability, the CS added. Team Arunachal has brought home 13 medals in the recently concluded IIS Shanghai Cup 2025 held in Imphal, Manipur from 15 to 18 March last. In response to the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today congratulated Team Arunachal and said that it is a proud moment for the state. Khandu further informed that the team has brought 13 medals, which include 3 gold, 4 silver and 6 bronze. In the meantime, the Chief Minister has lauded the medalists and participants for their dedication and hard work. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man has stressed that the Chief Minister Arogya Arunachal Yojana CMAAY continues to ensure cashless treatment for families, making quality medical care accessible to all. Sharing the news via social media post today, Main informed that Mrs. Rubu Yam Nada from Zero Lower Subansiri experienced this firsthand. Through CMAAY, she received timely medical assistance without any financial strain. Such stories highlight the real impact of this initiative, he added. In the meantime, the Deputy Chief Minister has encouraged all eligible citizens to enroll in CMAAY and safeguard their health and future. The first Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 camp for the financial year 2024-25 was successfully conducted at Government Secondary School Kitfell under Tawang District today. Speaking on the occasion, MLA Tawang Namge Shring lauded Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his government for initiating Seva Aapke Dwar camps, which bring essential government services to the doorsteps of villages in remote areas. During the camp, MLA Tawang distributed smart boards, games and sports equipment and other stationary items for government schools in Kitfell district. Additionally, essential items such as electronic weighing machines for fair price shops under the Food and Civil Supplies Department, plastic fruit crates under the Horticulture Department, vegetable seeds and soil health cards for farmers were provided. A total of 575 villages benefited from various services provided during the event. The District Health Society Upper Siang observed the World TB Day 2025 with the theme Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest, Deliver at District Hospital Yingkyong today. At Damro, in the backdrop of Seva Aapke Dwar, a pledge on TB Harega, Desh Jitega was taken by all participants led by the Deputy Commissioner Upper Siang, Talo Jerang. On the occasion, NTEP team and CCTI conducted free TB HIV syphilis screening. At the district headquarters, the event was organized at the conference hall of District Hospital Yingkyong. Similarly, a pledge on TV Harega, Desh Jitega was taken by all participants. The district administration Upper Siang conducted the first Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 at Damro village today. The camp was inaugurated by Deputy Commissioner Upper Siang District Talo Jerang in presence of Mariang, ZPM and other dignitaries. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.